help with it. I'll give you a with it.
A spook that's supposed to scare children. You better be good or the...
Santa Claus?
Santa Claus will get you or...
Boogerman.
Is that what you use to scare children? Mm-hmm. And Christmas?
Santa Claus.
Do you ever say anything other than Merry Christmas?
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Did you ever say Christmas gift?
Oh, yes.
Do you still say that?
Sometimes.
What, does anything happen when you say it anymore? Or? I suppose you met a friend on Christmas morning out here and he said Christmas gift. What would happen? Would you be given a gift? Or?
Well, sometimes if you got anything to give, you'll say, well, I ain't got anything right now, but I will try to get something, so I'll have something to discuss.
If you had a heavy suitcase to move from one place to another place, you might say, phew, I'm glad I don't have to carry it. What's the thing with a hard shell that can draw
gopher.
Its head and
gopher.
Feet? Does a gopher live on land?
Yeah, they live out on land, but a cooler, tighter to call them, they stay in the cold.
I see. And hog intestines that you eat, what are they?
Chitlins.
Do you ever call them anything else?
Hog bowel.
And what is the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
And this part of the body, you say, is a...
breast.
And on the river, a flat bottom craft, what do you call that?
Catfish?
Catfish? No, the flat bottom boat kind of. Just call it a boat? Or do you
You mean a boat or something like that?
That's what you use with oars. It has a flat bottom.
No, I know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. You used to could carry buggies and horses and things across the river on a flat.
Mm-hmm. You use oars with it.
No, it didn't have no horse.
Well, that's a raft.
Well, a raft, that's the raft and logs down the river, isn't it?
Did you ever use the word bateau?
Yes, that's you need little boats in the paddling. Bateau.
The flat bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the covering for a pillow?
What's the covering for?
You put a pillow into a...
pillow slip.
And what if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, my, it's a pretty,
pair of beads.
If two men fight and one defeats the other one, defeated him, you might say, that man really what?
Boats.
Well, to the other one. What did he do to the other one? That man really what to the
whipped
other
him.
One? Whipped him. And the back part of the man's legs, when you ever see men sit down like this and talk, what's that called?
Squat.
Squat. Did you ever say they're down on their hunkers?
Yeah.
And what are some words that mean stingy? Stingy person.
Well, that's somebody is too stingy to buy enough to eat for his own self. And if you ask him, I can't do so and so. Sometimes he may want to borrow a little piece of money and he got it, but he's too stingy to let you have it.
Calling a skinflint or
calling
a and suppose you see somebody who's dressed in a funny way. Say, he really looks
funny.